I did a little investigating to see where all of this email traffic was coming from. It was all coming from an article called Right Wing Rock, an attorney out of Washington, D.C. named Brian Greer. This guy was doing what he does best, fabricate stories so he can say that he has a job. Listen to what this guy has to say. Accusation. Mr. Greer takes quotes from another article, of course, by the state-run media, and says, as the paper tells it, the purported content of the compulsory assembly was characterized by the performing group as drug and alcohol awareness. But the program's actual content addressed a much broader list of concerns. Accusation. The article states, Dean strongly defended the Second Amendment and said that blaming Columbine on guns is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. Well, accusation. Dean was also critical of the news and entertainment media, saying that the news media are liberal and have an accepting attitude towards adultery, homosexuality, and abortion. Well, accusation. Dean said there is nothing in the Constitution or founding documents about separation of church and state. Well, accusation. Dean characterized evolution as just a theory. Well, accusation. Lead singer Bradley Dean. Wait, let's say that again. Lead singer Bradley Dean. Accusation. As I stated earlier, Mr. Greer wrote his article on our group after reading other articles written by the state-run media, including one from the Creston News Advertiser, describing almost exactly the same sequence of events.
Bradley and the crew, your program at Creston High made a solid impact on a number of our students. The fact that Bradley was straightforward with the students about issues that many of us find easy to ignore. He tackled some tough issues from an approach that kids listened to. Even some of our toughest kids to get through to opened up and listened. Another thing that I appreciated was the time that was taken to talk to kids after the program backstage. I was able to eavesdrop a little bit and was happy to hear what was being said. Bradley made a connection with the kids and in a one-on-one situation carried the same message that he presented to the large group in a very personal manner. The fact that they were given many things to think about in the large group presentation, I considered the time well spent. There was some controversy in a couple of communities near us, as well as some negative press in a couple of newspapers. However, we did not receive anything like that in Creston. The program is one which I was satisfied with, in that it accomplished what I had hoped it would. It approached tough issues that made kids think about their own value systems. Respectfully, Todd F. Wolverton.
I could go on and on with Brian Greer's fabrications, but instead, to show you his hypocrisy, I asked Brian via email, of course, what he thought of our assembly program. He replied with, if you're asking whether I've actually attended one, I have not. But from what I've read and heard, then it's gotta be true, Brian. He ends his email with, if what I've read and heard from those in attendance is incorrect, please let me know. Well, Brian, I am. After the media splashes us on the front page of the Tri-Metro newspapers in three different states, the media showed up with breaking news, and it was called
the
Sons
of Liberty
protest.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter Daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you all know that we're down at the Minnesota State Fair, right? Okay, good. This is year 15. I may even be 16 years now. I'm not quite sure, but I know we're going on 15 or 16 years now that we have been down there. Given us this opportunity, we look at it as an opportunity to reach out to other people. I mean, you can't give what you ain't got, right? And I said, yes, I said ain't. But you can't give what you ain't got. But what if you got it? You want to share it. It's called salvation. When Christ is in your heart, you want to share him with others. That's what we've been doing for that of going on 15, 16 years now. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and answer this phone call. I have someone on the other line. I think her name is Stephanie. Stephanie, you're down at the Minnesota State Fair, and I'm just kind of curious, how's it going down there at the Minnesota State Fair? Okay, or we'll try this. There we go. I'm sorry, forgive me. That was my bad.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, it's all yours.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you know, the Minnesota State Fair is one of the biggest opportunities that we have every single year to reach an entire gamut of people. I always like to tell people not everybody is going to set foot inside of the church walls or a conservative meeting, but at the state fair you get all different types. You get Muslims, Buddhists, atheists, Christians, homosexuals, heterosexuals, you know, young, old, everybody.
Sinners.
Here is a smorgasbord. Sinners, exactly. And
yeah.
Jesus went to go save sinners. You know, we don't want to go to Mexico and teach people Spanish. We want to go to the highways and byways and go to the lost sheep of Israel, and really that's what you're finding here. And what I've also found, too, as well, is it's really kind of a beacon of light for believers, for Christian people as well. People come and stop by every single year. We're so glad that you're here. And it's interesting because a lot of people, they're media-minded. They listen to the media and they think, oh, I'm only one person. I'm a small minority. Everybody must be thinking this way. But you know what? When you actually just talk to the common person at a gas station, grocery store, wherever, their majority of them are like-minded. They want to see God reestablished in our country. They know that we're falling away from, you know, all the different truths that we were established upon with our founding forefathers. So it's amazing how many people get the gospel message. It's like a light in a dark place, but how many Christian people receive a little, you know, encouraging nudge, like keep going.
Yeah.
We got to keep standing. We got to fight the good fight of faith. We can't back down. If you think about it, the enemy does not apologize for giving their message. They are bold. They're in your face. They're offensive about what they believe. We as Christians, as the Bible said, should be as bold as lions. My righteous are as bold as lions. And that's what we're doing here, just proclaiming the truth to everybody that comes by. And there's a lot of people, believe me.
Amen. So, you know, I was just contemplating during the intro into having you on the show. Is it 15 years or 16 years now that we've been down at the Minnesota State Fair?
Oh, gosh. I don't know exactly, but 15 to 16 sounds about right. And, you know, it was interesting now that you say that, but I was thinking about this before when you just asked me a few minutes ago to jump on. You know, a lot of people, when they want to do things for Christ, they think, I want to do something big, you know, a big rally, do this and do that. And, you know, really what the Lord's looking for is consistency and faithfulness. It really is in the little things. It's like, you know, I want to see this happen and this happen. You know, how about just starting by passing out a gospel tract? How about one-on-one reaching your neighbor?
Yeah, but you know what? Here, what I'm learning more and more all the time, Stephanie, is just like what I just said, I catch myself catching on to the things that the Spirit is influencing me to say. But if you really think about it, if people are really saved, it's not like they can restrain themselves. They have to go out there understanding and knowing the terror of the Lord. They persuade men. Why? Because the love of Christ constrains them. If they're constrained by Christ and they are truly born of the Spirit of God, I'm just having a conversation with you. We don't really have to try to persuade them into doing what they've got, because if they have it, they called salvation in Christ Jesus, they want to give him out. Is that true? What did Spurgeon say about that?
Spurgeon says, the quote I was going to bring up, he said, have you no desire for others to be saved? Then you're not saved yourself. Be sure of that. And when you go out there, you have to have a heart for people and heart for the lost. If truly the Spirit of Christ is born within you, you can't help it. You can't help but preach the gospel to people because you see the need. You see that the lost and dying world that we're responsible for to give the truth. And what they do with that truth is up to them. But you know what? They're not going to hear unless there's a preacher preaching the truth, and that's what we're doing here.
You know what's crazy about that too, Stephanie? 86% of the 2 to 3 million people that are going to be walking through the Minnesota State Fair gates profess to be Christians. How much of that do you actually see when it comes to the people that you run into?
Well, you know, you do see people who say, you know, we're believers and so on and so forth. That interesting, I had a lady come up yesterday, and she was swearing, and she says, oh, I know Jesus, and, you know, she's cursing at the same time. You know, the Bible says you know them by their fruits, and I think a lot of people, in general, they say they're Christians. Oh, yeah, I believe in God. Sure, I'm a Christian. You know, I'm not an atheist. I'm not a Buddhist. But, you know, Jesus said you know them by their fruits, so by their actions. So it doesn't really matter what one professes with their mouth. What matters is, do you actually walk it out by faith in action every day of your life? As Christ said, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Christ's love for us was on the cross in action, sacrificing himself for the sins of the world. Our love should be sacrificing ourselves. And what do we do compared to what he's done for us? Absolutely nothing, but preach the gospel and be so grateful and thankful, you know, that we're saved ourselves and we're going out to the same thing.
And that's why we are doing it, is out of gratitude. We serve him because of gratitude for what the Father did through the Son on Calvary. I mean, that's just stuff you can't make up. It's like in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, where you look at all those men in Arlington that are 6 feet under the ground. Look at how much homage and honor is paid to the respects of them men, and rightfully so. But how much more the Christ? And if he died for us, we're to live unto him. And I just don't see a whole lot of that. 2 Corinthians 5:15. I wanted to ask you another question. If you run into any contention at the Minnesota State Fair, where you're at right now, what is the majority, or who is the majority of the contentious when you are having debate or you're contending for the faith? I'm curious.
Well, you know, over the years it's far more people saying we're so glad that you're here than the contentious people, but I actually don't mind a little contention. I don't mind, you know, we're contending for the faith, as the Bible does say. The only thing I've really encountered this year so far, today is only the second day, some guy walks up to the table, you know, he looks on purpose and shakes his head and walks away, you know. Or he was like, oh, that's Christian, you know, stay away from that, that's Christian. Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny because we have these t-shirts that say, what's the price of freedom? Ask a veteran. And people like the front, but you flip it around, it says, what's the price of your redemption? Well, then ask the Son of God, and it's Jesus on the cross.
Amen.
So when people see the back of that shirt, they either love it all the more, or they're like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that shirt, you know. But it's so interesting. But, you know, if we have a little contention and people going back and forth, I welcome it, because that's what we're here to do. If we're not stirring up people's consciences, like the old saying goes, if you haven't upset anyone, you haven't been preaching, and you don't purposely try
Amen.
To upset people, you just give them the truth, and it will naturally happen because
they're Amen.
Convicted in their conscience.
Thank you, Stephanie.
So that's our job.
Thank you. Totally appreciate it for the update. And, folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, going to and fro from the Minnesota State Fair, looking at what's given unto us as an opportunity in seeking saving that which is lost, that's absolutely why we do what we do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, folks. I've shared this a million times, but we weren't talked into this by man. We're born of the Spirit of God, and when you're born of the Spirit of God, what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. I want to go back to something Stephanie just said. She's at the Minnesota State Fair right now. She's going to be down there for the next 10 days. This is day two. We're at the east end, bottom floor of the grandstand. East end, bottom floor of the grandstand. What a huge opportunity. But going back to something Stephanie had said, the first thing I thought of was none other than Martin Luther, when he said that we as Christians are to preach in such a way that if people listening to us don't come to hate their sins, they're going to instead hate you. You're not going to get away from that. Jesus promised that you're going to be hated for his namesake. But I don't want to get too far off a track because I want to stick to my thoughts, which are very sporadic right now. And just in the sense of tracking, sometimes just picking up the track as to what we're doing and where we're going takes a minute. And I'm not saying we're there right now, but I kind of feel that we are in limbo right now until we're quickened. But with that, when you read Mark 16:15, everybody knows what that says. What does it say? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all of the creation, to every creature. That's what it says. And when you read Luke 22:47, what does it say? And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And we are witnesses of these things, it tells us. Yeah, we're witnesses of what? Repentance and remission of sins. We've been given the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32. Which bears witness to the truth of the word of God, who bears witness to the truth and the testimony of his son, Jesus Christ, through us. That's why we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. If not, then we're yet dead in our sin, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 15. But what's absolutely amazing about so much of what I'm saying right now, friends, is how many people call themselves Christians, and yet you can't get them to lift a finger for the kingdom. And they're the ones that need to be talked into. And I'm talking about into their Christianity. Nope. You show me in scripture where men were sent out by the Lord to go out and prop up others to follow Jesus. That's not what happened. That's not what scripture teaches. They followed him. They came to him. Why? Because he was that power source to give them the answers that they needed concerning that of salvation. And it was done through his blood that was spilt as the propitiation to redeem us back unto the Father. Now, I also want to highlight the fact that scripture tells us and commands us that we're supposed to do this. But this is one of the things that I wanted to hit today more than anything. You know, when I was in the world, what's interesting is, again, some may know, some may not, but it's going to coincide with new information here concerning my experience, because I'm not going to talk out of school. When I was in the rock and roll scene doing everything that I knew I shouldn't have done and I shouldn't have been doing, I never got into trouble with people. And it's interesting, when I began to get in trouble with people is when I began to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. I remember one time, my mom called me up and said, you know, the family, she said, the family wants to know what's wrong with you. And I said, well, mom, I said, my whole life, I've seen people in your family that talk about Christ, never one time say a word about him to me. My whole life, I've been told about Christians throughout the United States, but nobody ever took the time to witness to me because they didn't have the power of witness. They weren't converted themselves because they were too sheepish. Yet the Bible tells us we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind, and that perfect love casteth out fear. So that's not it. And the Bible also tells us in 1 John chapter 5 that as he is, so are we in this world. And if we are who he is in this world and he lives through us, we're not afraid of the rejection of man. But again, going back to my point, nobody ever said a thing to me when I was doing the wrong thing, Mom. Now that I read the Bible and I do what the Bible says and I follow the commandments and I follow the Christ out of love and gratitude, now all of a sudden there's something wrong with me. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that comes with the territory, folks. But I'll tell you what, I want you to recollect that Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He didn't say wide and broad. Matter of fact, what I hear right now is the Lord saying this: why do you call me Lord, Lord, and yet you do not those things that I command you to do? He's not your Lord. The bottom line is, folks, is we have to take heed and examine ourselves, as it tells us in 2 Corinthians 13:5, that we're to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith or no, or if we are to be found reprobate, still dead in our sins. Okay? We're commanded to do that. I know most people, most professors in America today, parroting the hireling, you're not supposed to question your salvation that he told you that you have, but I'm here to tell you to go back to the root of that, because that hireling, John 10:12, never had any business whatsoever to tell anybody that they were saved in the first place. The Bible says the Spirit beareth witness. And until the Spirit beareth witness, don't you listen to what carnal man has to say to you. Your confidence should not be found in them. It should be found in Christ alone. But again, let's go back to this. Why was it that when I was doing everything that I shouldn't have been doing in the rock and roll scene, How come nobody had a problem with it? And if those that claimed to be Christians that did have a problem with it, how come they never reached out? How come they never crossed the line in love to reach out to me and show me my sins before God? Because most people don't even know what sin is in the Bible. They think that it's missing the mark. Bang, you're wrong. Thank you for playing, but you are incorrect. It is the transgression of God's law. And until we show them God's law and that they have transgressed God's law, they're not going to understand what sin is. And until man understands what sin is, he's going to have no need of a savior whatsoever. They're going to look at it as foolishness, period. But when you begin to understand and you give understanding to those that don't know the difference, that without a savior from sin, you're going to end up in what most people that call themselves Christians don't want to talk about. Hell. Hell is the consequence of unrepented sin before God. And if you die in your sin, it's not going to be on this boy right here. Because every show I take the time to run you through it and to say, listen, depart from your wickedness. Okay? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that's what I'm going to continuously preach, because it's what we're called to preach. All that other nonsense that we're told by all these other hirelings that are promoted by the mainstream media as well, in other networks as well that own the same networks, you better understand that they are put up as what? Controllers of the opposition, as if to suggest that somehow or another they're put up as the standard. They're there to keep everybody in line. And I'm telling you, when you follow Jesus Christ, you're going to shake everybody out of line, and they're going to look at you the same way that they did the apostles when it came to Jason's house and accuse us Christians of those that turned the world upside down. But I'm here to tell you, friends, we didn't turn the world upside down. We're here to turn it right side up. And we're here to point our finger at the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and not until then. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. We're going to stick to the topic today. I wanted to highlight this really quick, and we're going to keep going down this road, and I'm going to give you some more personal experience that I had, because it only gets worse. It doesn't get better. Look at this. The Christian Post, I'm telling you, friends, is it is an outlet that you need to question at every given step concerning the information that they share with you. It's a lack of Christianity. I believe it's a propaganda outlet hidden behind the name The Christian Post on so many different levels, friends. But look what they reported. Evangelicals make up smaller share of U.S. population than commonly thought of. Now, I want to ask you this. If 86% of the people in this country were real Christians, not mushroom converts who need to be converted again, but they were real Christians, do you think that this country would tolerate one baby's blood being shed? Especially when they're born of the Spirit of God. And the Bible tells us that those that love the Lord hate evil. Psalm 97. Doesn't it tell us in that, in the book of Romans as well, that you that love the Lord abhor evil? Do you think that a baby would have been aborted today? He would have been murdered, or she would have been murdered in the womb today? Absolutely not, because true Christians understand that they're called to be Protestants. They understand Protestant. They also understand that they're supposed to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. Why? Because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church should be setting the narrative, friends, here, not the world. But if they were real Christians, do you think we would be here? Absolutely
not. At the Sons
not.
Of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back again, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I wanted to let you know really quick, Children of the Apostate is out. I am a happy camper. Guys, I thought this was going to be the easiest book to write outside of, all the prophets were pointing and Soldier of the Cross. Those were simple. And then I get this title, Children of the Apostate. What a timely prophetic book to address what's going on here. This will give you the answers. Not only does it expose the hypocrisy, but it gives you the word that fills your heart to expose the hypocrisy as you understand 2 Timothy 3:16, where it says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, all doctrine. For what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. This is going to be posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com on Saturday, okay? Children of the Apostate, 300 pages almost. Easy reading, simple understanding. Folks, the model of heaven is a child. It's not some intellectual giant, right, that doesn't understand exactly what he's saying. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And I'll happily say that. Why? Because he is our wisdom. He is our righteousness. He is our sanctification. And we have the mind of Christ and we have the Holy Ghost. And we're only going to speak those things that we hear our Father say. And we're only going to show you the things the Father shows us. Boy, wouldn't that shake and rattle the whole Christendom as we see it today? I can only do those things that I see my father do. I can only say those things that I hear my father say. How does that go against the carnality and the intellect of men fallen? Oh, every step of the way. And that's what you're feeding on a good portion of you. The carnal mind is enmity with God, friends. And that's what many people are actually feasting on, the carnality of men. Hence the conservatives, hence the professed church in America today. I was going to bring in a point here, and I need to get back to it. But isn't it interesting that I was talking about during the first segment how I never got in trouble until I started to do the right thing. The persecution came when I started to stand up and do something about the problem. So I could talk all that I wanted to. Listen carefully. Because everybody's talking, but there's very far and few between that are doing. See, the doers of the word, they're the ones that are justified before God. You see, as it tells us in the book of James that, you know, the deceived are those that are the hearers only, and they do nothing with it because they don't actually have it, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, some people say, well, Bradley, I'm just silent about my faith. There's nothing silent about faith, nothing at all. We're called to proclaim to the world. When I got saved, folks, I should bring my wife back up on the show for you so you can hear from her. I can't do enough. I can't get enough done. Why? Because I want to see the world be saved. I want to see it converted to Christ. Why? Because I want them to see what he did for me. I had one guy being sarcastic once, and he goes, what do you think? You're the savior of the world? I said, nope, I don't think I'm the savior of the world in any sense of the world, but I do know who came to save me from my sin. And if you see the savior of the world coming through me, it's only Jesus that you see. And I praise God that you see him, because that's the message that you need to see, and it's the message that you need to hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yes, that is true. But I also show my faith by my works to the world, not independently. And again, let me say this. I do the works because I'm saved. I don't do the works to get saved. There's a big difference. And I can tell you exactly who you serve by what you do, by what you give your time to, by what you show your allegiance to, by what you give your money to. Oh, yeah, it's all there. And it's real easy to identify who people are, for real. And again, that judging, you know, because we're called fruit inspectors, right? Matthew 7:16-20, it's absolutely true every step of the way. But I want to get back to this now, okay? Jesus said in John 15:20, he said, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Is that what it says? Yep, that's exactly what it says. And then when I look at Revelation 12:10, what does it say? It says, and I heard a loud voice in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which is accused before them day and night. The prosecution and persecution, forgive me, prosecution if they had their way, but we're coming to that soon enough. Rest assured, if people stay apathetic and tolerant. But the persecution came instantaneously. Again, I could pray all I wanted to. I could talk all I wanted to. I've never been that guy. Isn't that interesting? I've never been that guy. And now I'm put in the position to do national radio. How does that work? I don't know. He's the enabler, right? And God has found mercy with me. And he's enabled me to put me in the ministry. And that's what we're doing here. This isn't by my will. My will runs antithetical to all of this. I wouldn't know how to do it. Matter of fact, when people say, Bradley, how do you do what you're doing? How do you do what you do when you do high schools? How do you do what you do when you're on national radio show host? How do you get invited? How are you speaking at the tea party? How are you doing this, that, and the other thing? I don't know. I just make myself available. God doesn't use us for our abilities, friends. He uses us for our availabilities. And if you're available to shake, rattle, and roll, that's exactly what the Lord's going to use you for. Now, I think of this in Psalm 2:8. It says, Lord, give unto me the heathen as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is mine. Now, after my mom said to me, going back during the first segment, when I was talking about my mom saying, what's wrong with you? The family wants to know what happened to you. Everything's right. I'm following Christ now. It shows you how wrong you are. What's wrong with you that you haven't been following him? What's wrong with you that you didn't train us up in the ways that we should go, so when we are old, we will not depart from them? 22:6 of Proverbs. What's wrong with the world that says they believe in Christ but don't preach him to their own kids? Case in point. Hey, folks, this is one of those shows. Yep. I'm just going to go with it. I was preaching at Rick Joyner's College in South Carolina once, and I just got done doing the college. Fantastic kids. And interestingly enough, Rick sends somebody in and says, have Bradley come and introduce himself to my missionary board. And as I went over to the missionary board, I had no idea it was the missionary board. And what was interesting is I'm sitting there next to Rick, and all of his people were there. He had about 100 missionaries that they support. He said to me, go up there and introduce yourself. And I thought that was kind of odd, but I did it anyways. And I just went up there and said, my name is Bradley Dean. I'm one of those guys that's just out there making myself available for the Lord and reaching our posterity the way that our forefathers did. Read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, the state constitutions as well. You'll see that it was established for our posterity, us, 250 years later. So I'm there and I'm talking about, you know, all the schools we were doing. And as a matter of fact, I didn't do just Rick Joyner's college. I also did his high school as well. And I was very grateful for that. Rick's been nothing but great to us. What was interesting is I started going off, and this is how the Holy Ghost comes in. He just comes in and he starts to take over the conversation because he puts you in a situation where you don't go in your own mind. You go in the mind of Christ, and all of a sudden he starts quickening you by the Holy Ghost. And before I know it, I'm talking to the missionary board, saying to the missionary board, for the life of me, again, unbeknownst to me that was the missionary board. Okay, the mission board, unbeknownst to me, I'm telling them, for the life of me, I do not understand how it is that we're spending $12 trillion in the Christian church, as they call it, to send missionaries under other countries to preach a gospel that those said missionaries don't even preach to their own kids in their backyards. God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences. And I'll tell you what, I'm available to shake, rattle, and roll if that's what the Lord wants me to do. And unbeknownst to me, following the leading of the Holy Ghost, he filled my heart and it came out. Why? Because the Lord saw fit to duly rebuke a whole lot of people that are willing to preach. By the way, it's a false gospel in many cases, a false gospel to other countries, to third world countries, that they're unwilling to preach to their own kids. I say shame on you. No wonder why the Lord has to send prophets from foreign countries to warn Americans today. Isn't that crazy? That's how far the American people have fallen today. They have to have foreign prophets come in. Because what you have as prophets today are false prophets, and many claiming to be what they clearly are not, that are prophesying from their own wicked hearts, their own fleshly hearts. My goodness. So, guess what happens when you start to become faithful to the Lord? All of a sudden, here comes this persecution. Guess what happens when you start doing high school assemblies across the country? The mainstream media gets involved and tries to demonize you because they're trying to steal away your kids. And you think that all those people, all those churches in each community that we've reached out to in 25 different states, times 365, do you think the churches would have gotten behind somebody that was actually inside of the schools? Nope. I was an offense to them. Why was I an offense to them? I was an offense to them because I was actually doing what they were supposed to be doing, but they were not. That's where the persecution comes. Do I seek to be famous? Nope, but they'll make you famous. And they'll try to make you famous for all the wrong reasons. They'll accuse you of everything you're not guilty of. Just go ahead and ask me. 281-845-4704. When you take a stand and it goes beyond just talking about your Christianity, I can promise you this, according to the Word of God, he's going to give you the heathen as thine inheritance, but you better understand as to what comes with it, the persecution. the hatreds, the death threats, the mockery, the scoffings. Oh, folks, it all comes with it. But guess what? We have our armor on. We're dead to the old man, and we're alive to the new man. And the Lord sends the Paraclete. And who is that? The Christ and the Holy Ghost to do what? To strengthen us in the midst of all of what we are called to endure in the process. Is it worth it? Oh, my goodness. At the end of the day, we're going to know on Judgment Day, aren't we? Yes, we are. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, we got the lines hooked up for you. 281-845-4704. I'm looking for something here for you because I've shared much of this, but I want you to see it for yourselves. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms. Also, you can go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. And you can see for yourselves what it takes when you stand up against the nonsense that's going on in this country. But it's when you stand for Christ, you're going to get in trouble. It's not hard to do, friends. But I want you to see this, okay? Check this out. This is a woman that attacked one of our street teams. You'll enjoy this. This is what comes with proclaiming the gospel.
There was once a soldier during the Civil War who wanted to pick the middle road. Rather than choosing one side or the other, he decided to wear a Union shirt and Confederate pants for his uniform. This middle road cost him his life as the Confederates began to shoot at his Union shirt and the North began to shoot at his Confederate pants. He fell to his death as he was shot by both sides. So, should we have it both ways, or should we just have it one way? There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And when we go back into the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 30:19 states, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Okay, so I don't know what just happened there, but you know what? I think I need to go back and get to the point where you can see it, or it's misnamed. Yep, I think that's the problem. Somebody misnamed the video. It's actually a teacher assaulting the ministry team, and if it's not that happening, friends, then we have the police surrounding us. And as they're surrounding us, and I'm going to show you this in just a second
here. They say the message turns
this is what we deal with.
To topics like abortion, gun control, and premarital sex.
Breaking news. Folks, parent protest? There were six parents that attended. It is not my job to change your values. It's my job to serve them. Now, one more thing. In Eureka Springs, where Brian was from,
check this out,
a few
folks.
Years after the high school administration said that our message was inappropriate for their students, well, we found out why. In 2007, a freelance magazine writer from Eureka Springs wrote an ordinance to register unmarried, gay, and straight couples. All right, now we know who we're up against. You see, folks, we're not the ones asking to change the laws. The homosexuals are. Since when does the media have the authority to write an ordinance? But since this town isn't for just laws, this kind of behavior is allowed. On Friday, September 28th, a whole 10 couples lined up outside the city hall to make their partnership official. Marriage
yeah,
city.
I'm trying to get folks.
This tourist town even had a huge... These criminals...
And was happy to hear what was being...
Well, you know what, folks? It's just been one of those days. I'll append the videos on the backside so you can see them for yourself. But we've had a high school assembly being shut down in Eureka Springs in the process of educating the kids. Interestingly enough, the superintendent found out we were Christians, and the Christian principal didn't like the fact that we were a band playing Christian music in her school, so she went and told the superintendent the Christian did, a lack thereof. Nothing's changed, friends. Matthew 23, verse 3. And before you knew it, they shut down the assembly, and all the kids surrounded the school and the bus, and they said, we want you to finish it. So we ended up going into the small town. We started to set up, and then the cops were sent in with police dogs, and they were treating us like criminals for educating their kids. Absolutely incredible. You can't make it up. But what we're talking about right now, because since, again, we have the fastest hour on radio, national radio here, it is important that you all understand that when you begin to go beyond just talking, because, again, you're in the safe zone when you're just talking, but when you practice what you preach, then the persecution comes. Jesus said in Matthew 5:10-12, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We're not doing this for fanfare, friends. We're just not. But it's absolutely amazing the traffic that we go through because people are so unaccustomed to the word of God being preached and contending for the faith. It shows you how backwards the people have become. I mean, look at the book of Acts alone. Look at all the tumults. Look at all the uprisings that took place, friends. Hundreds of them just in that book. And yet we've equated that to what we see in America today. I mean, someone's on social media platforms right now talking about how the DNC in their Planned Parenthood bus, which is murdering children. They've murdered over 25 babies outside of the DNC. And they're doing this in the face of 86% of the people that call themselves Christians. Oh my goodness. You're being laughed at. There was a guy named Frederick Nietzsche, or Nietzsche. Forgive me if I'm saying his last name wrong. He was a Russian
who wrote a book that God is dead. And you know why he wrote the book God is Dead? Because of the lack of courage they seen in the church. The lack of courage that he's seen in the church. He wrote the book because, see, this is what happens, friends, and I want you to listen to me carefully. People get mad at Christians for what Christ rebukes. And they do that because they haven't taken the time to see, wait a second, they're angry the same way that the Lord rebuked the people. He was angry for their hypocrisies too. But how many times do real Christians get accused of what professed hypocritical lack of Christians practice in theory? See, folks, they're worldlings. They're Christians in theory only, but they're worldlings in practice. Okay? That's what they are. Again, I just want to make clear. We're not doing this, friends, going back to the point that I was just making, we're not doing this to get popular. As a matter of fact, if you go to Luke 6:26, it says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did your fathers of the false prophets." So all of those that you see praising men in the American church today, like the Billy Grahams and the Franklin Grahams, they're controlled opposition, 1 Kings 13:33. Just so you know, they're controlled opposition. They're there to push the agenda forward, and it's exactly what they both do. And it's not just those two, but the point is they're put up to keep everybody in line, right? But they're not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. Matter of fact, Jesus told us to beware of that in Mark 8:15. But that's why they're so loved by men. When you see that, friends, you better understand that Jesus, they said of Jesus that, well, he deceiveth the people. Others said, no, he's a good man. The people are divided, right? It's because of what's inside of man. And I want to end the show here. I can't believe how fast time goes, but it really does. I want to end the show with this. And I was going to make another point, but I don't have time. Don't call yourself a Christian if you're not practicing what you preach. It's just that simple. You're the worst of men. You're self-deceived. You got one foot in hell, and you got the other foot in life. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. You better choose as to whom you're going to serve, like Joshua said. Like Elijah on Mount Carmel, what did he say? How long will you falter between two opinions? Either God is the Lord or nay. Yes, he is. I'm here to tell you he is. Before Christ was born, there was a man named Alexander the Great. He was one of the greatest military generals who ever lived. He conquered almost the entire world, known world, with his vast army. And one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep and left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was walking, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty. A soldier was sleeping. That was a big no-no. It was a serious offense, as a matter of fact. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. The consequence would be the commanding officer sometimes poured gasoline or kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit him up. Well, the soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him. Recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" asked Alexander the Great. "Yes, sir," the soldier responded in a quivering voice. "Soldier, what is your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. He said it again. "What is your name, soldier?" "Alexander, sir," he responded. Alexander the Great repeated the question. "What is your name, soldier?" "My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, "What is your name?" "I'm not going to ask again." A third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked the young soldier straight in the eye and said, "Soldier," he said with intensity, "either change your name or change your conduct."